Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
That's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome.
That's awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
What's up, dude?
How are you, man?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Look at you. So I called you this morning, and you, when you answered the phone, I thought it was Barry White.
I could only wish.
Oh, man.
But my voice is a little rough today.
I cherish that whenever I wake up and my voice is like an octave lower. Because once it warms up, I'm like up here. I'm like the little. I'm like that little chihuahua that chases around the bulldog.
Right.
What are we doing, boss? What are we doing, boss? What are we doing, boss? But sometimes in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, hey
baby.
But it just never lasts.
What are you doing? I know. It'll warm up. It's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it was it was a long. I don't want to say it was a long weekend because it really wasn't that long. It was fast.
Yeah. Well, you
know, fast and furious for us.
What was different for me this weekend is that I flew down. I took an early morning flight Friday morning to take, because I taped an episode of GH. Breaking news.
Breaking news. And you didn't have scenes with me.
That's right. I did not.
Which is crazy.
So it was funny because
out of control, man.
I had known that I was going to be shooting an episode of General Hospital sometime last week. And like they told me, like you will be in sometime this week. And I knew in my brain that on Friday we would have to fly to Detroit because we had a day show in Detroit on Saturday.
Yes.
And flying there Saturday morning would not do. We would have
no,
to
and we try to before. We try to avoid red eyes at all costs at this
we're
point.
Old ass men.
Okay, hold. Let's just stop right there. Let's just stop.
I had an old man weekend. We can get to that.
We're gonna get to that, and we should just do it now.
Oh, you're going to just get to it right now? Okay.
Well, because if not, you'll try to make me forget I don't talk.
No, no, no. Okay. I'm happy to talk about my old madness.
Okay, we'll get to the old madness then.
So so as the week came more into focus, so Steve and I had flights that left at a reasonable time, like 3 p.m.
Yeah, it's great.
To get to Detroit by midnight. Around midnight, so then we could have a decent night of sleep and do our show at 3 p.m. As we got closer to the week, they said, actually, Bradford, you're working on Friday. I was like, oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
I have a flight from Sacramento to Detroit on Friday. That won't do. So, oh, Steve's got a holiday mug. So I called and said, hey, well, maybe can I be up at the beginning of the day because I'll have to fly to Detroit. And the people at the production office says, you know what? We've already had too many requests for people to get out early. And I was like, who requested to get out early? Was it Steve?
But I wasn't first in line, by the way.
No, you weren't. Anyway.
No. So.
So anyway, I worked in the afternoon, and then I had to take a red eye. So
yeah. God bless you for that, man. But you know, the great thing is the hotel was literally attached to the terminal, and you walked 300 yards, and you were in your bed within 15 minutes of getting off a plane.
Guys, I gotta say, if you're gonna take a red eye anywhere, take it to Detroit. And then just walk into the Westin Hotel. It is a lovely experience.
Yeah, it was great.
Lovely experience. So anyway, so we got there. I saw Steve for the first time Saturday morning at around noon.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. And
I had a good workout.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then it was awesome. Great gym there too.
And then we got over to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Really lovely venue, great people. And a really lovely part of Michigan, Royal Oak.
Yeah, it was so. I mean, first of all, we can never really spend any time anywhere.
No,
we're trying to be a little more strategic now. Like January, we're trying to plan January now so we can maybe stay somewhere for more than a day if we can.
Right.
But Royal Oak looks so cool.
What a cool town!
And Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle has been there for a long time, and he's been in business for a long time.
Not a castle.
It's not a castle.
Not a castle, but a very big room.
Mark Ridley's brick building.
Mark Ridley's brick building.
That was it. But we had fun, man. It was a huge room. We had 400 plus people. It was amazing.
It was so much fun.
A lot of fun. That show sold out so fast that people were kind of disappointed they couldn't.
Right. There was, I would say there was a fair amount of people that wanted to come that did not have tickets.
Okay. So here we go.
Listen.
We're coming back to Detroit.
Yep.
Okay. Please get on our email list. Please, God, get on our email list so you don't miss it, because it will sell out. And, you know, you and I always answer people after events and stuff like, oh, right. I live right in Royal Oak and I didn't know. Okay, right. So get on the email list, because we're coming back in June. We're just warning you now, right. Detroit, coming back in June. We're going to probably do two shows in one day. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
And Bradford doesn't know that yet, but we're going to do two.
Speaking of breaking news.
two shows in one day, and it's going to be amazing, but we're going to have fun. Yeah. So we're doing the show, and it's always interesting to start the show again after we haven't done the show for a while. But, we had something happen for the first time. A lady jumped on stage.
Oh my gosh. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The first thing that happened is Steve forgot his Axe body spray.
Okay. You're right. I did forget.
That's really the reason why I hurt my back.
Yeah. He's such a dick. You're blaming me now.
Yeah. Because
for all the times you bust my chops about my body axe, now it's the axe's fault. Okay,
guys,
you
should have seen the look of panic on his face when he realized he had not brought his Axe body spray.
Yeah, it was not great.
The panic. And I said, well, I brought some. Would you like some of my sweet smelling spray stuff? And he said, yes, I would. So then
I took a pause, though, because usually you don't have good stuff.
Fair enough.
Right. You don't have good stuff. You had some freaking little roll-on crap, like some natural spice roll-on that was just horrifying.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Not good.
Dark
the
rum.
It was not helping you with your wife at all, by the way. Like zero. She's like, don't wear that again or we'll never have relations again.
Right.
So you got some new stuff.
Got some new stuff.
So, okay, go ahead.
So he's like, yeah, you know, I think because Steve can't walk out into a room full of people without like – cologne spray on.
Well, you want to smell good.
You sure you want to smell good? So
sure.
I said, oh, okay, well, let me reach into my backpack to retrieve said smelling stuff. So I just casually reached into my backpack.
2 feet away, by the way. It wasn't on the ground, and it was not a full bend.
And maybe a slight twist, but not a big twist.
No.
And I came back up, and something felt different. Something felt different. And
so was it the same feel when you reached into your sock drawer that time? When
you're putting your not as bad, and that I think that is a testament to the fact that I've been keeping up with my routine.
Okay,
but I think I've been lagging a little bit with my routine, and then I was on a red eye and just a lot of sitting. You know,
yeah, not good.
And so I could tell it was the beginning. My back started to just tighten up, and
that was it.
And as many of you that have seen our show know, I'm a bit of a bounder. I like to
You'd like to jump around, dude.
I like to be uninhibited. I like to just – sometimes when Steve assaults me on stage, I fall down. I roll over.
You're the one who assaults me, buddy.
So I was a little nervous. I didn't want to be – I didn't want to be limited in my motion, nor did I want to hurt myself further.
The one time you fell down, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to
get back up.
Yeah, because you looked like you were not that you were hurt, but I could tell that there was just a hesitation of like, okay, now I'm down here.
Right.
How am I getting back up?
Totally.
And it was funny. So, so you bought some good cologne, whatever that was. Yeah. And so we do this thing. And the cool thing about the Comedy Castle was there was a sliding barn door
Yes.
At the back of the stage, right in the middle, right? So it was kind of cool because you introduced me.
It was like Joanna Gaines designed the stage. The little
right. So usually I have to come from the side door, around the corner, or whatever. But this was perfect because you introduced me and I just slid open the door and it was an amazing entrance.
It's an amazing reveal. It really is.
Yeah, the reveal
was
great.
It's like a late night talk show.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk show. Yeah. It's like when they announce the person and the curtain goes up and they're standing right there.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's very cool.
Yeah, or it was like a reveal show. Like, what was that one about plastic surgery? What was that one?
What not to do.
And here he is now. So the reveal happened and it was great, right? And then we go on stage, we do our thing, and then at a part of our show, well, I don't know if it's going to be in our show in January, but we do a scene from General Hospital.
Yes.
And we were able to make an entrance now because we had the barn door. So sure. we Bradford walked out backstage and I was on my way out and some rando jumped up on stage and I'm like, and I wasn't paid. I turn, I go, what are you doing? It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
And then I know she just jumped up there for a picture because she did the freaking piece and the duck lips.
Oh man.
She did that.
Was she just taking advantage of the fact that the stage was empty for a hot second?
I don't know. I don't know. And then I just was like, oh, well, why don't you come this way? And I just ushered her out and pushed her backstage, and then she was gone.
And that's where I was.
I know.
I was like, what's happening here?
I know. You're like, who is this?
Who's this? And I'm not sure they have the same rules as, like, you know, if you go in the field at a Major League Baseball game, or if you run on the field in an NFL game, or if you jump on the court in the NBA, it's an automatic. Get you out of here.
Yeah, she was ejected.
Was she ejected? I don't know.
Yeah, she was ejected from the game.
Oh, she was. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, it's like I was hoping she wasn't going to be tackled.
Right.
Right. So, they had
a good staff there.
You just can't have people jumping on stage, bro.
Well, and then we had another mishap with that sliding door because there's a part after your bit where I present myself in a certain fashion.
Well, it was perfect, though.
It was.
Yeah, because you open it and then it slid shut on you.
Well, I didn't know that it's got an elastic on it. You open it and it just closes right back up.
So it was amazing.
I tried to do this grand entrance, but I let go of the door handle to let it fly open, and then it just flew back shut.
Then we started over. So
yeah, but that was a good time. Thank you to everybody in Detroit that joined us. And yeah, we'll be announcing a return to Detroit imminently,
very soon. And then so then we hop on a plane.
That's right. And we went right to
we didn't have Jeremy. We didn't have our buddy Jeremy for that
Jeremy
one.
Jeremy couldn't make it to Detroit. But
Detroit went great. And then we hopped on a plane literally 2 hours later and went to Nashville.
That's right. And then we had this date. It was, we went down to the hotel. You and me, we had a nice little date.
We did have date night.
Yeah, it was date night. Yes. We went to the hotel. We went to the lobby restaurant and...
Yeah, it was nice.
Talked and watched some college football and
some fights.
Had this really drunk woman lay down on, like, try to put her lap on head on Steve's lap. That was weird.
I'm like, what do you do? Dude, it's so funny just to people watch, man. Because there were people that were hammered.
Hammered.
And I'm like, and this is a hotel lobby bar. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Well,
and there's so much going on, right? There's so much going on.
Our server said the right thing, though. She's like, at least I know that they're staying here.
Yeah, totally. No. Yeah. So, but man.
And then that was fun. And then we got to play, you know, Zany's is a place that we have so much history with. You know, poor Chuck played there a bunch of times. We, in our infancy, played there a bunch of times. And so we always love going back there. That room is so great.
Oh, it's such a great room.
Both shows we got to visit with our Facebook, a good bunch of our Facebook supporters, which was
really special.
You know, we spent a lot of time with them and online, so it was really lovely to see everybody in person.
It was great. I don't know how many 30 or 40 supporters came, and it's always great to put – because I'm like, who's this? I go, oh, because I know that – it's so funny because we know the names.
Yeah.
You know, like Don Lyons.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's like – I'm like, Don Lyons, you're famous.
Right.
And so it's like I see all the name, and the name – they had name tags on, which was great because then you can go, oh, there's Mary, there's Pamela.
Because they know all
Charlotte.
The names from each other, from the chat room.
So it was cool.
So it was super smart.
But what was cool, dude, is what I was thinking about. It's like By the way, if you're not a supporter, you should become one immediately because it's it's so fun and amazing.
It's super fun.
And if you are tired of us now, you'll really be tired of us.
We have a new music video up there too, which is...
We have a new music video up and we have all this cool content. So go to our Facebook page, become a supporter. But what yesterday reminded me of, what was cool, first of all, you said something that you were like, this is cool, man, because we're bringing people together in a way, right?
Sure.
And that's kind of what happened with
Pork
Chop,
without taking too much credit for it. It's
exactly.
We love that humans can bond and enjoy each other's
company.
And
people, you know, like through Pork Chop, people made lifetime relationships, you know, and friendships, which is cool. And we have too.
Absolutely.
You know, with fans, which is great.
Absolutely.
But man, that Nashville should just almost be a destination because a lot of people went to that one because – It was Nashville, and they hung
central,
out. I think they hung out at the Opryland Hotel and all that stuff. So that's
our buddy Scott happened to be playing a show the night before. Scott Reeves was playing Puckett's. I know sometimes he plays around town a fair amount, probably. Mm-hmm. But he was doing a songwriters night at Puckett's. So a lot of people that were in town for our show got to see him do a show too,
which is cool.
Pretty special.
Yeah.
We didn't get into town early enough to do that, or else we would might have been there too. But
no, we did not.
Yeah. So I mean, guys, great weekend.
Yeah,
great
man, weekend. It was so much fun. We appreciate Zanies, and man, it's just a great. That's one of our favorite clubs for
it
sure.
It really is. Well, this week we have a
you're not getting past it that fast.
Uh-oh.
Got your old man freaking back.
Oh, I thought.
Okay. We're not. No.
I thought I explained how I did it in such like a.
You didn't explain anything.
Okay.
You didn't explain anything because Bradford likes to make Steve old man jokes. Quite often, by the way, but it's okay. I could take it. It's fine. I could take it. It's jokes. I get it. I get the jokes. I get the jokes.
These
are all jokes. So, but with your back,
yes,
you're the old man.
Yep.
Okay. Because here's what happened. When you turn 40, mm-hmm. now every year for you is dog years.
Yeah.
So how old are you? 40. Okay. So next year you'll be 47. And then when you're 42, you'll be 54.
Very good.
Okay. So you got the old man back. You make fun of me being old. That's fine. But you have the old man back. And then yesterday, we're trying to like, I'm like, dude, why don't you get an icy hot patch or a Tiger Balm or Biofreeze or something for your back? Because he doesn't put anything on it. Heat. Get some heat on there. Warm it up. It's fine. So we go into Walgreens. And we're looking for, you know, they have this whole, it said actually old man back problem section.
Yeah, there was a whole aisle for it.
It's a whole aisle. And we go in and we're like,
well,
oh,
and,
man.
In bigger print than all the other aisles, too, because they know we can't see well either.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know what to get, dude. So he gets this thing, this heat wrap, whatever. You could strap it on around your waist, you know.
Yeah, wrap it around.
Wrap it around. And he's like, we get back to the hotel. He's like, dude, I go, what? He goes, I think I got the wrong one. I go, no, it's going to be fine, dude. Just try it on. So sure enough, he tries it on and it's fine. It works. He got to wrap it around a few times like Spanx. So,
which is great. I sometimes, when I'm
kind of held you in, gave you a little support, right?
Well, when I'm wearing a t-shirt in the show, sometimes I'm like, man, I should have brought my containment shirt.
Yeah. You should have brought a little, a wetsuit or a rash guard. So it was funny because right before the show, you lifted it up and it really looked like you were wearing a diaper.
Well, that's the thing because, you know, it's white and, you know, like it's my lower back. So I kind of had it a little tucked in and sure. And it has that same attachment that like a diaper would. It's like that paper cloth Velcro, right? It was not a good look.
Amazing.
It was not a good look.
That depends.
It depends.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you got that. Thanks for repeating my joke, just to make sure everyone got it.
I wasn't sure if you knew how clever you were.
I did. Thank you so much.
I mean, your old man brain still firing on all cylinders.
So, so now the old jokes
can go both ways.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
And this is a perfect segue to our guest.
Who's that? Me?
No. Our special segment with our buddy Mo.
Yeah, we have a special segment for with Maurice Bernard. He was kind enough to come in and do a quick little segment. So here you go.
Hey, I had to grab a good friend of mine.
Who?
Maurice Bernard.
Come on. Yeah. Really? He's here?
Yeah, and I just want to talk. Real quick because I, you know, he's been doing this thing called State of Mind, and I just wanted to pull him the room and have him just, you know, tell us what it's about and where people can find him, because I think he's doing a fantastic thing helping people.
Indeed.
Talking about depression, anxiety, bipolar, and I just think it's really important to get the word out.
Yeah,
so
absolutely,
Maurice Bernard, ladies and gentlemen. What's
Hi.
Up, dude?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Hey, so tell us what you're doing, kind of what your Sunday routine
basically
is.
Basically, it's I have a communion with my fans.
Are there donuts?
Every Sunday morning at around between 8, 9, or 10 in the morning. And I just drive in my car and I find a parking lot. And I just get on the Instagram story. I don't think anybody does it because you're not. It's not a format for that. But
right.
For like long term.
Yeah. But for me, it worked. And I speak about my life with mental illness. And I'm gonna get emotional because I just did some emotional scenes. But just let me say that there are so many people in the world that have mental illness. It's worse than it's ever been. A lot more people committing suicide.
Yeah.
And the response that I get from people, I can't tell you. I mean, I want to like just help them, but there's so many people who have bipolar, depression.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's but I love what I do. It's more of a passion for me, as Steve knows, than acting. Now acting has become so secondary for me. Because this has become like my,
It's interesting because you're helping a lot of people,
right?
Because I see what you're doing, on social media,
yeah.
And I know you're helping a lot of people, and I know you can't also help everybody,
no,
right? So that's kind of the almost like the catch-22, right? You're bringing great awareness. I see people say, "Oh, I can't wait till your thing on Sunday, just so I can, I can connect with somebody who feels the same way," which is awesome, you know. I just want to bring you in because I think what you're doing is amazing. And I think this is honestly just the beginning of something humongous for you, you know, and here's the thing. You're checking the boxes. You have a passion for it and you're helping people, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. That is the reason that I found something else. You know, when I do this thing, State of Mind, you appreciate this because you do this, but you appreciate it. I'm the director, I'm the writer,
yeah.
I'm the cameraman,
yeah.
I'm everything.
You're creating.
I'm creating my own little thing, and I put the song, I choose the right song for the right thing, and I've never had that before. I've just been kind of the actor who just comes and acts, but this is the first time that I've had, like you guys, something that you can do, and it's you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, and you're helping.
No one's saying, no, don't do it that way, don't do it that way. And, you know, sometimes it works better than other times. But for me, like you said, the fact that I can do something that touches people and maybe they need somebody to listen to.
Yeah.
It can't be better.
Or who's in the same boat. And you know what? Yeah. It just gives them a platform where they see other people struggling and gives them hope that it's not the end and there is an answer and you can get help.
And
not take drastic
and
measures.
And you're not alone and you're not the only
You know, we'll get on another podcast talk about it because I've had my things for
I
sure.
Know.
Yeah. You know,
I'm thinking already, but you know, there's a lot of things happening. I'm doing this huge thing next year for, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
I'm doing a big thing on a rock stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, buddy.
And speaking about mental illness.
That's great.
And, but I want to do something with you, anybody who suffers from, supposed to say suffer.
Well, are you not?
Lives with.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Got it.
But
yeah.
Lives with mental illness. No, I'm supposed to say mental illness sometimes, too. It's supposed to say mental health. But I do want to do something on a larger scale.
Sure.
We could talk for a long time
Absolutely.
About your stuff. And I don't know if it's going to be on the Instagram story, but.
We'll figure it out because we've talked about
Instagram
it.
Instagram Live. Or,
yeah. We'll talk about it. But, hey, you're doing a great thing,
you
man.
You certainly are, buddy.
Where can people find you? On Instagram?
Is that where it is? MB State of Mind or M Maurice Bernard Instagram.
Great.
Twitter, it's all Maurice Bernard. But
Is there a website now for the
– mbstateofmind.com. And we got T-shirts, and they're cool, and it's all good, man.
Dude, you're the next head on the penny, I think.
So that's this T-shirt is for
looks
sure.
Looks good.
All right, see all you guys. Buddy. I love you
love
guys.
You too,
you guys
man.
Are great.
Bye.
Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by Heat Holders. So, Steve.
Yes.
We went to some cold climates this weekend, did
yes,
we not?
Yes, we did, buddy.
Yes, we were in Detroit, and boy, it was cold.
Yeah, it was frisky for sure.
Yes, I was so grateful to have my new thermal socks from Heat Holders. And here's the thing. So Detroit was cold. Nashville was a little bit warmer. And I happened to bring two different kinds of socks because Heat Holders has a thermostat feature that lets you choose which pair is right for you. The originals, which are 7 times warmer, the lights, which are 4 times warmer, ultra lights, which are 3 times warmer, all different thicknesses, right?
Yes. Here's what I know. I know that my mother-in-law and my wife and my daughter love these things.
Yes.
Like, you know, they love warm feet. And they this do. Is it. I mean, what's crazy is the Heat Holders, I don't know how they have this technology in a sock, but
I know it's like,
it's crazy. It's like this 3-stage process with like, you know, it's real soft, like cashmere, you know, and it's just like, it traps the warm air closer to your skin. It keeps your feet warm and dry because nothing worse than the sweaty feet, buddy.
Well, you don't want that. Yeah, the cashmere-like advanced insulating yarn is an incredible, incredible fabric. And you know what they do? They brush it. It's like it's a brushed effect on the inside, which makes it feel like the softest bunny rabbit you have ever seen. I promise you, they're not made out of real bunnies. But if Heat Holders made a bunny, it would be the softest bunny.
Yeah, that's right.
And they put that inside their socks, but not just socks. They have warm, comfy winter wear like hats and gloves too. I know sometimes when people give socks for Christmas, sometimes you feel like that's a letdown. Not these socks, friends. Not these socks.
These are legit, man.
These are an incredible gift, an incredible stocking stuffer, or an incredible, hey, I need some warm feet for me thing. So either give someone you love Heat Holders for the holidays, go to heatholders.com, enter our code awesome and save 15% off your order. And you receive free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. That's pretty dang good.
That's good. So don't freeze your butt off or your feet off this winter. And remember, go to heatholders.com and use the code awesome. That's heatholders.com. Heat Holders, making life warmer.
We're also brought to you by Theragun. Well, guys.
Buddy.
Boy, did I have a real life experience with this thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so we talked about how wonderful it is for upkeep and whatnot. As we talked about, I hurt my back.
Yes, you hurt your back. And as soon as you did that, I go, why didn't we pack the Theragun?
My gosh. And I felt silly for not bringing it. But I tell you, on the plane ride home, all I could think about was getting home and using my Theragun.
Yeah.
Oh, so I so appreciate it. Because here's the thing. My wife was already asleep.
Yep.
But Theragun's triangle design allows you to grip it in multiple ways so you don't have to strain to target hard to reach areas. And lower back is not an easy place to reach.
It's not.
But the triangle design helps. And it only weighs 3 pounds, so it's easy to pick up and use. And you know, I'm not good at picking up heavy things.
Yeah, the good thing is it's easy to use. It's a handheld device that helps, you know, generally relieve the tension and increase blood flow, right?
Right.
That's what it's about. It's a percussive therapy. It's unlike any massage device you've ever tried. It's designed by a chiropractor. That's how I was introduced to this thing.
Totally.
And I use it a lot just before and after workouts, and especially after this weekend, dude. I mean, Theragun is getting the whole body. That's
right.
What's happening.
And it's great for all body types as well. You know, you don't have to be an athlete like Steve Burton to appreciate it. And it can treat every part of the body. So yeah, whether you're an athlete, you're a mom, a business professional, or just a person who experiences pain, we all experience
tension,
pain.
Pain
I'm
and
not
tension.
Sure it can help you with your emotional pain, but your physical pain, it'll help with.
So, right.
And it provides a natural approach to improving your physical health and wellness. Increase your blood flow, increase your range of motion, get some relief from your soreness and stiffness and knots. The holidays always bring around a little soreness and stiffness. You know, whether you're hanging out with family that you don't like and you just get that crick in your neck, Theragun will help you release that. And this week, Theragun is having a special Black Friday offer. Receive up to $200 off your percussive therapy device by going to Theragun.com. That's Theragun.com. So yes, Maurice, my goodness, what he's doing such great things.
No, he's doing great. I mean, the whole state of mind thing that he does, and it just kind of happened organically. And sometimes great things just happen organically where he can talk about his mental health and anxiety. And he's touched. I know he's making a huge difference in people's lives, which is awesome. So go check him out. And if you haven't heard, he's got a book coming out, which he kind of texts me like snippets of it, you know, like he's like, please don't show anyone. So it's going to be awesome, man. I'm so excited for him. So go check out his book, MB State of Mind. I think everything's there. So
yeah, the book is
easy to find him.
You can pre-order the book now. I believe it comes out sometime next year, but surely check it out. Well guys, we were calling supporters again this week and, we have another episode of Don't Call Us, We'll Call You.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is Linda there?
This is. Who is this?
We're from TV Guide. We just wanted to know if you watch soap operas.
No.
You don't watch soap operas?
No.
Okay. No. Linda.
Do you like General Hospital maybe, Linda?
No, not at all.
Oh,
really? Oh, okay. Well, this is Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson. We're just calling to say hi, and maybe you can watch General Hospital again.
I'm only kidding. Trust me, I'm only kidding. I'm a huge fan of General Hospital.
Look, Linda, she was a little angry there.
We were sweating. We were sweating, Linda. Wait a second. We're the actors here. My goodness, Linda, you might have a second career.
How long have you been watching General Hospital?
Oh, are you kidding me? How long has this been on?
If you could have all that time back and had to do something else for that same amount of time, what would you pick?
Nope. Hack into that computer, Jackal, and get those memories out of that computer for Franco.
Yeah. Oh, poor Franco.
You guys have the best team, and you two are. I got to see you guys in person. I really do.
Please leave your message for
Sherry. Sherry, baby.
Sherry, you missed us.
You missed us.
Sherry, you missed us. Come on, man.
And we missed you.
Maybe we'll catch you next time.
Hey, you've reached Melissa. Leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Oh,
Melissa.
Melissa, what happened?
Get up. Voicemail.
Oh, you can't even get a voicemail. Oh, that's so sad.
Bye.
Oh, no. That's so sad. That makes me so sad.
She missed out.
She missed out.
Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was like, I'm not going to answer and I'm going to keep my voicemail full just in case they call.
Hello.
Hey, Tammy?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Bob from TV Guide. Do you have a minute so I can ask just a quick question?
I'm not interested, but thank you.
Tammy's there. Hey, Tammy, it's Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson.
Oh, my goodness.
we saved
the call.
That's
pretty cool.
Tammy, if you had just said, still not interested, that would
have been still not interested. Bye, bye.
Does Steve Burton sound like a Bob? Did you believe it?
She didn't know it was me.
No, not really, but I'll take it.
Hi, I'm not available. Leave a message and I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot
Kelly!
Goodbye.
Kelly, what are you doing?
People in Hampshire.
Come on, Kelly.
You just tried to call your home state, man.
Oh, my gosh. That. Dude, what is going on with people and their voicemails being full?
Oh, man, that is just not good.
That is so just like heartbreaking.
Ah, dang New Hampshires. What do you guys call yourselves?
Granite Staters.
Okay.
New Hampshireites.
Okay. Sweater wearers.
Sweater wearers.
Pipe smokers.
All of it.
Hello.
Hello, hey, Connie.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Connie, how are you?
Who is this?
My name's Bob from TV Guide. I just had a quick question. Do you still watch soap operas?
Yes.
What soap opera do you watch?
General Hospital.
Well, hot damn.
Well, hot damn, because this is Steve Burns and Fred Fernandez.
Seriously?
That's right.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Todd. Yes, we do.
I got a quick question. Hopefully, you guys can help me figure this out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure.
We're very good at sussing
somebody
things
hacked
out
my bank account.
Oh, it wasn't me,
yes.
I swear.
Meme tweet.
Oh, we're going right into meme tweets now, huh?
Well, dude, you know what?
Right out of the calls, right into meme tweets.
Oh, I just,
you know. It's amazing.
It's funny, you know, sometimes we share some meme tweets on the road and, I feel like I got to reestablish my jingle because I'm not sure everyone is used.
Yeah, you've let the jingle go for a while. I don't know why.
Right?
Maybe we need to change it.
I always love when I start a day with a text from Steve Burton.
Okay, so I just want because the majority of these mean tweets today are about you. So do you have your armor on?
I do.
You do. You have your armor on. Your jackal.
Let me.
You got your jackal armor on. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want because I got a few. I got a few.
Okay.
I just want you to be ready.
You got more.
I got more. Ah! I dropped my mic. I got more, buddy.
All right. Okay. Lay it on me. I'm ready.
All right. You want to start? You want me to start?
You start.
Okay. Here we go. Why?
Just why. Just a picture of me in the word
yeah,
why.
Why? Here's your headshot. Why?
Why?
Why do they keep bring Spinelli back?
Gosh, I love the grammar.
I know.
Amazing.
He takes up too much airtime.
This has got to be circa 2009, I think.
He looks like an alien. and he should just phone home.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Oh.
Hey, back in your early TV days, you dated an alien, didn't you?
I did, or at least
a half alien.
Yes, but I didn't look like one.
Right.
Yes.
Well, neither did she. Was a pretty good looking alien, as
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, she was not bad looking at all. Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, person. well,
thank you, basement dweller.
But here's the thing: if we're going, if you're saying I look like an alien, then we have to take in contextually the universe's idea of what is inherently attractive or not. And in the universe, I may be a looker.
In the grand
scheme of the universe, I might be pretty fine.
Oh, in the grand scheme of alien civilization, you're a 10. Dude, you're for sure a 10, bro.
Oh, man.
I could guarantee that.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you take good of your alien self.
Well, and you know what? Aliens, they like a soft body.
And you're about the same color,
have
too.
Have you ever seen
you know what's funny, dude? You're about the same. You know E.T.?
Yes.
Do you remember in E.T. where he was sick and they found him in the gutter?
When he got sick? That's my pallor is...
That's the exact same color you are.
Sick E.T.?
Amazing. Yeah, sick. Yeah. What color is Bradford? Sick E.T.
Oh,
dude, I know.
E.T. scared me. That was the thing. He was the most. I was the most scared of E.T. when I was a kid. E.T. was.
Dude, my kids did not like it when we watched it. I go, this is a great movie. You know, because you know, when I grew up, the 80s, dude, I should have been watching 90% of the movies I watched.
Well, sure,
yeah, right. You would never let your kids watch, Friday the 13th or.
Well, no. Well,
right, but we didn't have any parental. No one was watching what we were doing. You're going to the mall, you're sneaking to the movies, you're watching Friday the 13th, and you're 10 years old.
My kids were convinced that we should watch that this Halloween. I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah, clearly somebody in third grade at their school is talking about Friday the 13th.
That's not good.
Not good. Not good.
All right, go. Your turn. What do you got?
You know, Frank is always so great in being kind to us on the internet.
Yeah, dude, he's so very supportive.
Really calling out, you know, like, hey, watch this because I think you'll like this. Or
sure.
Sometimes if Soap Magazine says something nice about us, he'll retweet it and say congrats, right?
Yep.
So I guess Soap Digest gave me a thumbs up. I don't know what I did. Maybe I wore a suit. So they gave me a thumbs up.
The alien wears a suit.
Yeah, right.
Thumbs up, alien.
And so he retweeted that and said congrats for getting the old thumbs up. And yeah. And a couple people did not agree. So JDT says, nice guy, but he's useless. So to that I say, I'm not just a guy that comes back for your, you know, to satisfy your eyeballs. I am there usually for a purpose.
Like, yes, you are.
To get Sam out of jail or to get Sam not to go to jail. Okay. I'm usually there to do something.
Okay, you don't have to justify it.
No, but I need to.
But you don't have to.
I'm not somebody's arm candy. I'm not somebody's.
It's some universe you are.
It's some universe, right? Yes. So I think at the most I am useful. Not
right
useless.
Now. You were very useful.
I am useful.
Yes.
So
you are.
But he did say I was a nice guy, so appreciate that.
Okay.
And then someone else says, "Oh please, another ass kisser, just like Steve Burton."
Wow. Oh man.
Give me a Ouch. Damn break.
Whose ass am I kissing?
Give me a damn break.
Who's? Is there more?
Eye roll, poop emoji, clown, wastebasket.
Well, listen.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're the clown. I'm the poop emoji.
Right. And we both belong in the trash. You're trash.
We're trash, man. We're trash.
That's great. It was the emojis more than anything that made me like that.
That's
one.
Amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So thank you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have one more though, right? I have one, but it's too mean. I'm not going to read it.
Oh, is this the one that you sent to me today?
No, you're going to read that one, but
okay.
Yeah.
And then you have one that's super mean.
No. I'm just not going to read it.
No, read it.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
Is it negative about turkey?
No, it's negative about you, dude.
That's okay.
It's more about you. No, it's not that nice.
These aren't supposed to be. That's the fun of it. I'll edit it. If it's too much, I'll edit it out.
No, it's good. All right. All right. Here we go. I hate at Beeford Anderson.
Oh, nice.
And his beard.
I gotta say, I give or take, but my beard is very nice.
Hold on.
Okay.
I hate at Beeford Anderson and his beard, if you can call it that. I don't know what the grammar. I mean, apparently there's no grammar police on Twitter at all.
No.
He looked tired and homeless. Oh gosh. They should,
man.
And I don't even know if this is directed at you or Spinelli.
Okay.
They should take your children away. Oh gosh!
Oh my gosh! These
people. Oh what? Man! I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's directed at you.
Did they tag CPS or something?
No. Oh gosh! That's wow. Amazing.
That is
actually that was funnier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, for you.
That's amazing, dude.
Wow.
Okay, oh, man.
Well, we can't top that. We can't top that.
Dude, I just got so red and hot right there. Holy mother.
I'm so glad you're entertained.
Dude, how come your blood pressure's not up? You're still ET sick.
I know.
You're sick ET. All right, go ahead. What do you got? Last one from me.
Last one.
Leave your hair alone, Steve. Leave your hair alone.
This is also in response to a Frank where he was talking about me, you, Maurice, and Kelly in a scene, and I don't know, it feels almost like a limerick. Four good reasons to not watch the show. Sonny, Jason, Sam, Spinelli, four overrated actors. Why GH keep them? I don't know. So thank you.
Well, you just made it. You made it sound real nice, though.
Yeah, this guy's got a real nice grin on his face. So usually mean tweets are usually from like eggs, right?
Sometimes.
But this guy has a lot of consonants and some accents in his name. I think he's a Russian bot. I'm going to go with Russian bot.
Okay.
Russian bot. I don't know why Russian bots are taking interest in GH tweets.
That's mean tweets, ladies and gentlemen.
That's mean tweets. God, wow. that was a healthy serving of yams and mashed potatoes and mean tweets for you.
We're so thankful for mean tweets.
I know, guys. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We hope that during this time of gratitude, you know how grateful we are for you.
Yes, we are. We've had the great. I mean, 2019 has been absolutely incredible. We're so grateful for you guys just to be able to do this and to do the podcast and go do these live shows all over the country. We're so grateful. And there's so many people who help us, you know, like Linda at Coastal, Jeremy and Joe. Like, we have this great team that gets us out there and takes care of us. And you too, buddy. I love you.
Love you too, man. I'm thankful for you for dang sure.
Me too, man. Yeah. It's amazing. So, and our wives who allow us to do these hijinks and go out on the road together.
You know, it's a lot of people have mentioned that to us. You know, there's always a few people that mention us every time, say, hey, you know, just, I want you, let your families know that we're grateful that they're supportive of you guys coming out to be here with us, because,
yeah,
because I think they realize, you know, when one parent goes out of town, the other parent's doing all the work.
Yeah. It's very sweet of them and very, very nice and kind that they think about that. So that means a lot.
And it is the truth, as we've talked about. When we
and
go
don't tell our wives that we're really having fun and playing video games at Dave and Buster's. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're working hard out there.
Oh my gosh. It's a slog. It's just a slog. No fun at all. No fun at all. Speaking of fun, we have lots of fun planned for 2020. We are done. Put the book, close the book on 2019.
That's it. 2019's over, baby. We had some great shows. What a year.
We are done.
Yes.
But 2020 is going to be lit.
Is that the young people say?
I'm clinging by a thread, buddy.
Do you have some more lingo that the youth say that we don't know?
I don't know, but if
well,
I do,
used one, a rando. That's what I hear all right? the time. Like, well, oh, some rando was there. I was like, what's
– I stand that word.
You stand that? So stupid. Yeah, so 2020, man. Listen, we're not going to go through all the dates because there's too many.
There's too many. Right
now. We're almost at 20 dates for 2020 already. We're not even halfway through the year. So
it's pretty nuts.
Go to stonecoldthejackal.com. Check it out.
Click
on the email
list.
Click on
tour dates and appearances. Please. We're doing the Southeast in January. We're going through Texas and California in February. And the newest addition is in March. We're going to be in Oklahoma City and Kansas City.
Yeah,
so,
buddy.
We're hitting a lot of different regions. May.
And then May is the East Coast.
Yeah, Northeast. And and then.
And some new venues there, too, which we're excited about.
Yes. Speaking of, you know, Thanksgiving and being grateful and gratitude, our 2020 tour is in partnership with the Sandy Roman Ovarian Cancer Foundation. Giving Tuesday. Yes. is coming up. If you're looking for a place to be generous towards on Giving Tuesday, please consider the Sandy Roman Ovarian Cancer Foundation. They're great people. They do incredible work. Within that, we also have a couple other options to be generous towards the Sandy Roman Ovarian Cancer Foundation through the purchase of our holiday greetings.
Yes.
100% of proceeds from our holiday greetings are going to the Roman Ovarian Cancer Foundation. We have a beautiful holiday background.
That's right. It's amazing looking, actually. And we have a cool teal tour shirt that we saw a lot of.
Yeah, that's right.
On tour, which was cool.
We saw them in the flesh, and they look good.
And that goes right to Sandy Roman too. So
teal
go
is a
check
great
it
color.
Out.
Teal is a great color for everybody. Nobody,
of course, it is.
Everybody looks good in teal.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So again, you can go find those on our website in the merchandise section. So keep them in mind for Giving Tuesday, and also if you're looking for a way to send a GH fan a great holiday greeting, do that.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you to everyone that joined us this weekend in Detroit and Nashville. We're so excited about 2020, and we got a bunch of great podcasts coming at you. A lot of great stuff happening on our Facebook page with our supporters. we got we may not have any more tour dates for 2019, but there was a lot of fun left to have.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna be always releasing more stuff on the supporter page, so go check it out. You guys have an amazing Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Friends.
See you guys soon. Hey guys, if you like our show, you're gonna love Brad Behavior with Brad Goreski, the newest podcast from the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One.
From the red carpet to the runway, TV personality, stylist to the stars, and author, Brad Goreski gets undressed in candid interviews with other celebs and friends. Each week, they contemplate and celebrate fashion, pop culture, and life's random surprises.
So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss Brad Behavior every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.